Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something very useful for old school drum and bass and jungle, a concrete echo edit. Think of it as a gritty breakbeat swing loop made from scratch in Ableton Live 12, with enough groove, space, and attitude to work as a DJ tool, an intro, a transition, or the start of a bigger tune. This is a beginner lesson, so we're keeping the workflow simple, musical, and focused on stock Ableton devices. By the end, you'll have an 8-bar loop that feels alive, swings properly, and sounds like it belongs in an old-school DNB session. The big idea here is that the break is the engine. In jungle and old-school DNB, the drums are not just background rhythm. They are the identity of the track. So instead of building polished, over-quantized drums, we're going for something with movement. Little imperfections, ghost notes, chopped hits, and that classic push and pull that makes a break breathe. Let's start by setting the tempo. Open a new live set and set the BPM to 172. That puts us right in classic DNB territory. If you want it a bit more urgent, 174 also works nicely. Then create three tracks, one for the break, one for support drums, and one FX track for echo. On the break track, load up drum rack so we can work with slices easily. Keep the loop short at first. Loop 8 bars from the beginning so every change is easy to hear. This is a very DJ-friendly way to work too, because when you build in short phrases, you naturally start thinking like a selector and arranger, not just a programmer. Now bring in a breakbeat sample. You want something with character, an immense style break, a funky old-school break, or any raw drum loop that has a strong kick and snare identity. Don't worry if it sounds a little rough. In fact, a little roughness is a good thing here. Open the clip and turn warp on. Set the warp mode to beats, and if the break is clear and punchy, try preserve set to 1/16. If the break feels smeared or messy, reduce the transient loop length a bit. If the sample was recorded at a very different tempo, try setting the source BPM close to its original speed before you warp it. That usually helps the break sit more naturally. And here's an important mindset shift. Don't overfix the break. A bit of imperfect motion is part of the old-school sound. If the hats aren't mathematically perfect, that can actually be a good thing. Jungle rhythm often feels human, because it's a sample being written, not just a machine being programmed. Next, we'll slice the break into a drum rack. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For beginners, slicing by 1/8 notes can be a very easy way to control the result. If your break is well recorded and the transients are obvious, slicing by transients is fine too. Now we rebuild the groove using only the hits we actually need. This is where a lot of beginners overdo it. You do not need to use every slice. In fact, the groove usually gets stronger when you choose fewer hits and let the rhythm breathe. Start with the main snare. In old school DNB, the snare on 2 and 4 is the anchor. Then place kick hits where the original break naturally pushes forward. Add a few ghost notes around the snare, especially just before or just after it, to create tension and bounce. If the slicing feels overwhelming, here's a really practical beginner move. Keep the original break on one track, and use the sliced drum rack only for extra ghost hits and fills. That way you get the vibe of the sample without getting buried in editing. Now let's talk about swing, because this is the heart of the groove. The goal is not just to slap on a swing setting and call it done. We want the break to feel like it leans forward in some places, and relaxes in others. In the MIDI editor, try placing a few 1/16 ghost notes slightly before the snare. Nudge some hats or percussion hits a little late, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds. Keep the main snare mostly locked to the grid so it stays strong. If a kick feels too lazy, you can pull it a little earlier to give the groove more drive. You can also use the groove pool for extra movement. Try a swing groove around 54 to 58%. Keep the timing amount moderate, maybe 20 to 40%, and add a little velocity variation if the loop feels too flat. The goal is to make the loop dance, not wobble all over the place. A good way to think about this is weight shifts, not just hits. Old school jungle often feels like the groove is leaning forward and then recovering. A slightly late hat against a solid snare can create that feeling, all by itself. Now we add the concrete part of the concrete echo idea. That means a simple support layer underneath the break. On the support track, use operator or simpler to build a short, punchy kick and a snare reinforcement. Keep it simple. A kick on beat one works well, and a light push before the snare can help if the groove needs more drive. Reinforce the snare on 2 and 4, but keep this layer lower in volume than the break. The sample should still be the star. Use EQ8 to clean things up. High pass any non-bass elements around 100 to 150 Hz. If the snare feels boxy, gently cut some 300 to 500 Hz. If the kick and brake are fighting each other, carve out a small dip around the lowest peak. The idea is to give the brake a solid foundation without turning it into a bulky drum loop. Now for the echo part. Create a return track and put echo on it. This is where the loop starts to get that old school space and DJ tool utility. For a good starting point, try a dotted 1/8 or 1/4 delay time. Set feedback around 20-35%. Keep the return fully wet and high pass the echo somewhere around 200-400 Hz so the low end stays clean. Send only selected hits into that echo. A great place to start is the last snare of a phrase, a ghost hit before a transition, or a chopped hat fill at the end of bar 8. That's the key. Don't leave the echo on all the time. Automate it in small bursts. One well-timed delay throw feels much more intentional than constant ambience. This is part of what makes the loop useful as a DJ tool. When the echo only appears at phrase endings, it helps the transition without muddying the whole groove. Next, we're going to glue the drums together. Route the brake and support tracks into a drum group. On that group, add drum bus, saturator, and EQ8. Use drum bus lightly. A small amount of drive, maybe 5-15%, is often enough. If the brake needs more snap, add a little transient. Be careful with the boom, especially if you plan to add a bass line later. You want punch, not extra low-end clutter. Then add saturator with soft clip-on, and keep the drive modest. This gives the loop a little grit and warmth without making it harsh. Finally, use EQA to trim any mud around 250-450 Hz and soften harsh cymbals if needed. The goal is to make the loop sound like a record, not a demo. At this point, your break should already feel much more musical, but to make it properly useful in an arrangement, we need phrase structure. A real DJ tool needs a beginning, a middle, and a transition. So let's shape an 8-bar phrase. In bars 1 to 4, keep the groove steady and establish the feel. In bars 5 and 6, add a small variation, like one extra ghost snare, a tiny kick pickup, or a short hat slice. Then in bars 7 and 8, create a transition moment. Bring up the echo send on the last snare, mute one kick for tension, or add a little reverse cymbal if you want a lift. This kind of phrasing is what keeps the loop from getting static. Even if the drum pattern is simple, the listener feels movement because the energy is changing in a controlled way. A good habit at this stage is to make two versions of the loop, one clean and one dirtier. The clean version is your stable foundation. The dirty version can have more echo, more saturation, or slightly tighter chop edits. That gives you options later when arranging the track. Now let's do a quick low-end check. Put utility on the drum group or master and flip to mono for a moment. The kick and snare should still feel solid. If the break has too much low rumble, cut below 30-40 Hz. If the snare is weak in mono, you can add a small boost around 180-220 Hz, but keep it subtle. Always think about how this loop will sit under a bass line later. If you imagine a Reese or rolling sub under these drums, the loop should leave room for that energy. That's the DNB mindset. Strong drums, clean pocket, room for bass. If you want to take it one step further, resample your favorite 1-bar or 2-bar moment. Record the break with the echo tail, or the final transition phrase, onto a new audio track. Then chop that resample and use it as an intro texture or FX layer. A tiny bit of redux can add extra grime here, but keep it very subtle. We want texture, not obvious lo-fi destruction. This kind of resampling is a classic DNB move. It makes the loop feel more like a finished record and less like a practice pattern. Let's quickly cover the main mistakes to avoid. First, don't make the break too quantized. Small timing differences are part of the bounce. Second, don't use too many slices. More slices do not automatically mean more groove. Third, keep the echo high passed so it doesn't smear the low end. Fourth, don't overdrive the drum bus. A little grit is great, but too much drive kills the punch. And finally, make sure you have phrase variation. A loop with no change feels static very quickly. Here's a strong practice challenge you can do right away. Make 3 versions of the same 8-bar break edit. One dry version that's tight and clean. One echo version with more delay throws at the end of phrases. And one grimy version with a little more saturation or resampling texture. Keep the main snare placement the same across all 3, and only change a few details. Then test each version against a simple bass or sub pulse. Ask yourself which one works best as a DJ intro, which one feels strongest as a transition tool, and which one has the most energy for a drop lead-in. So to recap, start from a real breakbeat, slice it or edit it with care, Use timing and velocity to create swing, support it with a simple kick and snare layer, add echo as a phrase-based performance move, and shape the drum bus so it hits hard without getting messy. Keep the loop alive, keep the low end clean, and always think in terms of groove, weight, and mix utility. That's the concrete echo edit. A gritty, old-school DNB breakbeat swing that's ready to sit in a jungle arrangement. Power a DJ intro or become the backbone of a full tune. Now go build one. And once you feel that pocket lock in, you'll know exactly why these old-school grooves still hit so hard.